currently the current campus climate, I think it's just more important for, more vital for us to be present and available and all of that kind of stuff. So does anyone have anything else to add or comments? Yes, Alyssa.
Would it be possible? I was just checking my calendar. So when we have dates that far in advance, it would be helpful for me if we could get those, if we can put it on everybody's calendar, just so that there's like placeholder events, so that it's on everybody's sites. So if we can sort of have one group event put on everyone's calendar, at those times, so that when we're invited, we can get that out there and block off that time now, so that like everyone can be there January 8th.
Okay. Yeah, no, I appreciate that suggestion, Alyssa. I will kind of defer to Jessica in the Office of the Assemblies because, for instance, for the President's Address to Staff, yes, we have the date. I'm not sure if it's the
The time
time
setup.
has been
Yeah.
pinned down or even the location. So I don't know if they want to send out a like save the date because then they would have to go in and add, it's touching it a couple times and maybe to be a little more efficient, just sending it out as once. So that's why I'm like, I keep repeating when it's when it's going to be held. So if you want to put a save at the date on your own calendar, or I can defer to Jessica in the Office of the Assemblies and ask them to send a save the date out for that, at least for that event.
Great, thank you.
Yes, Jessica.
Yeah, we could certainly send out a save the date. It won't have a location. This is always at noon. But we can certainly do that, not a problem.
All right. If there is nothing else for that, and again, I appreciate all of you listening and your feedback and your input. And like I said, if you have any other questions or concerns or thoughts, suggestions, anything, feel free to reach out to me, reach out to the EA Exec Committee, and we'll see what we can do. Next on business of the day, I'm going to hand this over to Danielle, it's the University Assembly Campus Planning Committee appointment and vote.
So we have two candidates for the role. We have Pia and we have Mel, who both want the role. And I've been advised that the best way to decide this is to have a full EA vote to determine that placement. So I guess we'll go alphabetically. Mel, if you want to explain what you want, why you're interested in the position.
Thanks, Danielle. So my interest in being part of the planning committee is to further enhance my learning and understanding of the projects that are taking place on campus that are impacting the shared environment. I want to be positive and an impactful individual for future space planning and usage throughout the university. As part of the, as ugh, if I can talk, as part of the facilities team at our architecture and planning, I'm currently part of the Sibley Dome project, and I think working on this project has helped me gain a better understanding of how we work with numerous partners across the university as well as our community. So I'd like to get a better knowledge of how the construction process begins on campus. I think being part of the college that I'm at is going to be beneficial because I can utilize the staff and faculty here to help me get feedback and answer questions that arise be as being part of that committee. Thanks.
Thank you, Mel. Pia?
Hey. I'm very excited about this opportunity to join the campus planning committee. I am a trained architect, although I don't work as an architect right now. But I've always been very passionate about like how spaces and design can shape our communities. So this committee speaks to me, in that is a great opportunity for me to apply my background and also bring a fresh perspective. Why am I a good fit? I know how to read architectural plans. I understand construction and timelines. I know the theory and also real life examples of good urbanism. I am especially interested in how this committee can influence decisions about around parking and transportation, because it's an issue that really affects staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Pia. So to vote, we need to move into executive session. Jessica, Eric, can you please make that happen?
So I vote we go into executive session by unanimous consent.
Thank you, Rose.
I'll second.
Thank you, Carl.
And I don't believe we have anyone who is not an EA member, except your, yes, employee elected trustee. Hey, I'm going to move you to the waiting room. And then I'll pause the recording.
Well, and
thank you, Jeff. Everybody's back. The vote determined that Mel will be put into that position. Congratulations, Pia. If you are interested, again, the infrastructure role is still open, and there are a lot of similarities that are in line with your background. So I ask that you please consider that so we can get it filled. But we will put Mel into that position for now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Danielle. I appreciate it. Next on our business of the day is information from Transportation Services. It's the occasional commuter parking program. I'm going to put a link in the chat. And also, if you click on the link in the agenda, you will see the information that I'm going to provide. This is different from the daily decision. It's geared more towards faculty and staff. It's not open to students who do not have an annual parking permit, but occasionally need to drive to campus. And what it is you can basically purchase a one-day permit. Depending on where, what lot you're using, the cost varies. You'll see on the website, A lot is free, B lot is $3 a day, along with also 120 Maple Ave and University Ave. And then if you want to park in the garage, it's $6 for one day. It does not have the same privileges as an annual permit because it's not tiered parking. There are only specific lots, but we just wanted to bring this to everyone's attention. So share with your constituents. Like I said, it's not the same as the daily decision. It can actually be a little more costly, but for those, for individuals that may, they it's more for like infrequent visits to campus. So if someone's just coming on, you know, on campus for a day or maybe 2 days, or like Sophie, I'm going to use her as an example. She's up here from New York City and she's going to only be on campus for a day. She can utilize that option. Yes, Carl.
So as someone that doesn't hold a yearly permit, I did try to go in and see if I could find a permit for a day at the parking garage. And there's actually no way for me to request that, even using their link. And it's very interesting that this is being put as an option, but I, like, even within their system or outside of their system, there's no way for me to request that permit without really calling them. And I don't know if this is something that is happening to other people who don't have yearly permits, but I would suggest before we send that information out that others check to see if they have the ability to make that reservation, because I would hate to put something out there as an option that's not really an option because they haven't implemented it fully yet or it's not working properly.
So really quick, I did just under the FAQs, I clicked on the how do I enroll, and it says to participate, you do still need to register your vehicle with transportation and opt into the occasional commuter program. And you have to submit a permit request form and then on the day of the parking, purchase a permit. So I'm not sure if you follow those steps or not, Carl, but the information is there. And it also, you know, if you expand all it says, you know, How often can you use it? It's for infrequent access or utilized parking on campus. There is no set limit though. So I don't know exactly how you want to do that. Jeremy.
So I just wanted to say that I think this is actually a great program, and there's really some valuable scenarios where this could be a benefit for folks, particularly in that if you are required to come in for business purposes, your department can take on the cost of this. You can get that through like your department's purchasing card kind of thing. So in cases where you have to infrequently attend for business reasons, I would encourage folks to reach out to the department that's making that a requirement and ask for reimbursement on these.
Great, thanks, Jeremy. Danielle.
I was just curious. I know when we have permits that we're paying for, that it's pre-tax. So I was curious with this sort of a setup, you know, I know it's for infrequent, but maybe infrequent to you is like 2 days a week throughout the course of the year, and that adds up. I was wondering if there is any way to set that up as pre-tax, if anybody's aware of it.
I am not aware. That probably would be a question for transportation. So we can bounce that back over to them and get some more information and update people.
Thank you.
Marcy.
I'm not positive about the availability for BLOT for this program. I know people who work full time can't get permits without special permission for BLOT. It's right over here. It might depend on availability of the lot. I know even coming here on campus, if you come in after 10, there are no spots in BLOT. So not sure if it's, I'm not sure why. I'm hoping with our first meeting, we're meeting with transportation, the welfare committee. They might have some answers, but yeah, that's just an FYI.
Right, and I echo that as well, Marcy, and that's actually a very good point. For those that aren't aware, BLOT was at one point a daily decision lot as well, but it's been suspended. The smaller parking lot that's across the street from it, it's the Teaching and Research Barns, that still is a daily decision lot, but again, with just vet school staff and students and faculty, Marcy's not lying. If you get here after like not even 10, like after 9 o'clock, you're parking way out at the very end corner of the lot, and it's a little, it can get a little interesting.
Or not at all. So yeah.
You're just circling. So I mean, they do have 5 options of eligible parking locations and daily rates. So I mean, it's pretty good. Even Maple Ave, again, I don't know how the parking situation is at Maple Ave. Even A lot sometimes, I mean, if you've got student cars there and staff and faculty that are parking in A lot, yes, that's our free lot, but it sometimes can get a little hairy to try and find a spot there. Carl and then Mel, and if I did that backwards, please let me know.
That's great. The same thing, I have a different concern. I've been on the like wait list for the parking garage for like a half a year now. And it's interesting to see that they're prioritizing temporary or like non-permanent parking spaces over people who are waiting for a permit. So those of us that have to get a permit have to actually pay $5 a day at the Oxley lot if we're waiting for a permit there, to be nearby where we're going to park anyways. So I find this a little concerning that the people that are here regularly are still waiting for permits in the place that they're offering temporary permits. So that's just something to note. It's not a criticism necessarily. It's just from a standpoint of someone that's waiting is kind of frustrating.
All right, thanks, Carl. Point taken, and we'll bring that back to transportation to express that concern. And Mel.
I am fortunate and I do have a permit, so I would be interested in hearing feedback from anyone that has tried to use this. I'm definitely going to share it with my constituents, but it says University Ave. Where is the University Ave parking per se, I guess? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'd be grateful if anyone knows exactly where.
I do not know exactly where. It just says University Ave. So yeah, I'm not sure exactly where it's, because I think that's like the street parking, isn't it? It's not necessarily a lot.
Yeah, that's I guess what I'm trying to figure out. Marcy, is that something if you meet with them, could you bring that forward and ask them for clarification on that? I would appreciate that.
I thought they had a map, but I'm not seeing it now.
I almost, maybe it's the lot. I almost want to say it's the lot that they just, where they, the big controversy was years back where they cut down trees, redbud trees, something. With this information though, the occasional commuter parking and the special conditions listserv, Marcy, if you don't want to go to transportation, Yvonne has actually been in touch with both Bridget and Reed, and that's where we got this information, and they said, yep, go ahead and share it with the assembly, share it in the EA voice, that sort of stuff. So Mel, point taken, we will try and find where the University Ave parking spot is. Carl's concerns about, we have staff who are on a waiting list for the garage, but they're advertising this as a for occasional use or infrequent use, and then also Marcy's concern with BLOT. We will bring all of those back to transportation and see how they want to move forward with that. If there are no other questions or comments, we'll go to our last item on business of the day. And this is just, again, like I said, just that Yvonne has actually been in touch with transportation and wanted to ensure that staff are aware of the special conditions listserv. And what this listserv does is it sends out a message of, this road is being closed for paving for 2 weeks, or this, there might be construction going on, or any of those. And sometimes staff, both new and existing, aren't aware of these listservs or how to sign up to it. So that link that's on the agenda will actually, it just goes to a Word doc of how to subscribe to this listserv and mailing list. Kevin, I see your hand raised.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, does everybody do ParkMobile? I mean, ParkMobile, I'm over here on Maple and we're like 95 cents a day. It just seems like there's so many ParkMobiles on campus trying to get a pass. It's probably cheaper using ParkMobile.
I believe, so going, yeah, going back to that, I believe with Park Mobile, it does depend on the lot, and it's whether it's per day or per hour. So, I mean, if someone it were to come on campus for business and they're only going to be, they know they're only going to be here for like a couple of hours, Park Mobile might be the better route. This, though, the occasional commuter permit is for, again, just staff or faculty that are, they're only on campus maybe one day a week, or maybe one day every couple of weeks. They're not coming in that often, and so it's just giving them just another option to enroll or register their vehicle, opt into this, and then be able to purchase a permit or park in a lot, those sort of things. I think it's just, it's my perspective, it's transportation is giving just some more options for that. And again, in the chat, let's remember this isn't record, so if you want something, I'll repeat some of the things that are said. Jeremy did mention that Maple Ave is a lot better now because a lot of ITE are remote, so that's 120 Maple Ave for $3 a day. That's a pretty good option, and there might be spots there. Rose provided the map to parking. Again, though, we will follow up. So Adam mentioned that the University Ave WD lot is a residentially restricted parking area on West Campus, requires a permit, or Park Mobile serves as a staging area for move in and move out activities. You can find it by searching for 627 University Ave. So a lot of information there. Bethany mentions that Park Mobile does depend on the zone. Some places, some spots are, it's super expensive depending on how close you are to campus. but some are very reasonable. As Kevin mentioned, out of Maple Lab, it's 95 cents a day. I actually even, I believe, out at East Hill Office Building and East Hill Plaza, it's, again, 95 cents a day. And the 95 cents